An unexpected setback for the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Instead of growing to start the year, GDP contracted in the first quarter, negative 1.4%, though Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence reports the White House expected a slowdown.
Yeah, they were. In fact, the president just releasing a statement not too long ago saying that the American economy, powered by working families, continues to be resilient in the face of historic challenges.
Some economists are predicting recession, which would mean another contraction in the second quarter. Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox he's worried about Democrats' plans to increase government spending.
It will contribute to more inflation, which means economic growth will face even more headwinds, as we just saw this morning.
The president's expected to speak soon in support of Ukraine again. He wants Congress to give him more authority to seize Russian assets over the invasion.
It would also close a loophole that can be used to evade sanctions. The president is also requesting additional funding for Ukraine's military and humanitarian needs, likely to total several billion dollars to keep the aid flowing through the rest of the fiscal year.
Fox's Jared Halpern, then of Homeland Security, back at the Capitol for a third House hearing in 2 days.
Under this administration, our department has been executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and rebuild our immigration system.
Well, Republicans dispute that. Some are calling for Alejandro Mayorkas to resign for letting many migrants enter the U.S. illegally, warning of an even bigger surge if the administration lifts a Title 42 policy that blocked some out of COVID concerns. Congressman Jim Jordan told Mayorkas,
"The chaos on our southern border is not an accident. It's deliberate. It's on purpose. It's by design."
Moderna wants to give babies a shot in the arm, asking the FDA this morning for approval for low-dose COVID vaccine shots for kids younger than 6 years old. In Oklahoma, the House there has given a final approval to a Texas-style abortion ban that would prohibit the procedure at 6 weeks of pregnancy. Goes to the governor for a signature. America's listening to
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Fox News. Real-life drama near the magic of Disney World. A shooting inside a Target store in Kissimmee, Florida last night.
Shots going bum, 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 bum. And then you heard return fire. Bum, 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 bum. And all I see is families laying on the floor. So we started ducking around the bush to see what was going on.
One man was shot dead. Someone else suffered a shrapnel hand injury. Two others were injured trying to run away from the gunfire. The Osceola County Sheriff says it was two deputies who opened fire in the store, going without into no details about what led to the shooting. A 14-year-old is jailed in Wisconsin, charged with killing a 10-year-old girl, Lily Peters,
who left her aunt's house Sunday and who was headed home, though never arrived. Her body was found the next day near a walking trail. Chippewa County Prosecutor Wade Newell says Peters knew her killer.
Statements that the defendant made to law enforcement that his intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go.
Bond is set for the eighth-grade murder suspect at $1 million. He's back in court next Thursday. Still no word yet if he'll be tried as an adult. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 90 points. The NASDAQ is gaining about 80. NFL teams are getting ready to get some new players.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will be the first team on the clock tonight as the NFL draft takes over the Las Vegas Strip with a stage set up on the famed Bellagio Fountains to welcome the new class of prospects into the league. Jags head coach Doug Peterson amped up for this evening's first round of selections.
For me, you know, we just kind of, it's almost like a game day scenario where you kind of feed off of the enthusiasm and the emotion of the crowd.
projections show a defensive end going first overall, either Georgia's Trayvon Walker or Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson. The draft order, of course, subject to change with trades, has the Detroit Lions picking second, followed by the Houston Texans in third. The NFL draft kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now, rounds 2 and 3 will be tomorrow night. Then the NFL draft will conclude Saturday with 4 more rounds. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.